Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Fader up, John.
Fader up. Is that a new catchphrase?
Fader up.
It's a bit Star
like
Trek,
saying,
isn't it?
Fade her up.
Fade her up. It's very Star Trek, isn't it?
You're listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast, John.
Exact episode 96.
Oh, wow.
Euro 96.
It's a good Euro, isn't
it? That takes us... I don't really remember it, to be honest.
Don't you?
No.
Why not? How old were you?
I was only five.
Well, no, you wouldn't really remember
no.
that, would you?
I remember bits of France 98.
God, I'm a lot older than you, John.
You are.
Oh, gosh. I was in my formative years.
You're saying you're 40s.
I was in my 20s. Wow. I watched it at college with my college mates, and it became like a really big thing. So by the end of us, it was like the whole year in someone's living room.
Yeah.
And we all were very, very nervous when we saw the grey kit come out and the refreshers goalkeeper kit. We were like, this doesn't bode right. We were all finding places to sit and like try and change the angle of the luck that was going on with the grey kit. And then we were winning. And then the bloke whose flat we were in, Hugo, his sister came home, came in the door. Germany scored.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
From then on, she was the reason.
Get out.
We didn't win Euro 96.
Ah.
Everyone was desperately trying. Anyway, welcome to the National Obsession, John. The newsletter.
I come bearing gifts this week.
What?
Do you want some gifts?
Yes,
first
please.
First of all, it's not your gift. I just found it in here, but heads up.
Oh, lovely. On the head. Lovely ball.
Manorama football.
Manorama football.
Look at that.
Well,
I thought
I'd usually
ignore it, but it's National League related.
From the old prostate cancer.
On the head.
This is... He's gone one. Oh,
that was a good head.
That was a real...
That's a defender's header. Up. Out. You can learn a thing or two,
up
Carl
out.
Cameron.
Up and
out.
Oh, come on.
Clear
Kyle's
it.
Still at the club.
Clear
he's
it,
one
Kyle.
Of the, he's one of the few still at the club, John.
That was a joke. No offence, Kyle. Do you want your other present?
Yes, please. I like it when I get a present.
Actually, I didn't buy this. I've received this in the post.
Is Gamini?
No. Another listener, Steve Smith.
Oh, Steve Smith.
We've got some merch. Look at this.
I love it when Steve comes up with the merch. Oh, a mug, John.
A mug with our mugs on it.
Now, do you know what? That is love. Thank you, Steve Smith.
Look at this.
Isn't Steve good at this?
I've got four of these. We can give these away at the live show, whenever that is.
Well,
at 500.
To both the people who come.
Yeah.
I love that, John.
Isn't it nice?
I love that. Thank you so much, Steve.
Thank
That's
you,
very
Steve.
Nice. We'll put a picture of that on our National
we'll
Obsession
do a cheers at the end.
Instagram.
Yes. It could be our
I've been on a course, John.
Supposed to be on a course. There you go. There's your presents.
Thanks so much. Not really from you, though, is it? That's from Steve Smith.
Neither of them were actually from me.
No, so you are claiming.
I found a football and I got sent a mug.
You are claiming the present here. You've stolen that thunder off Steve Smith.
Yeah. That's, he actually sent it.
But very
it
you. Very on brand, John.
He sent it quite a while before Christmas as well, but I forgot.
Oh, he'll be thinking, oh,
they're ungrateful.
They didn't like those mugs. Yeah. They did not like those mugs.
No offense haven't even intended, mentioned them. Steve.
That is completely John's fault.
It was, yeah.
Hey, John, a couple of things to say. If I seem a bit low in energy, do I?
No. I wasn't. I didn't notice that, but anyway, we'll go
this,
with it.
Who's this guy?
Like moping around.
Moping
yeah.
around. God. I'm on the 5-2 diet, John.
Oh, are you really?
Gone on the 5-2.
Okay.
I'm a bit sick of putting me Talk United shirt on and thinking I should have got an extra large. But also, I was sent this week a Newton Abbott Spurs shirt, John.
Oh, yeah.
You know I have this, you know my Newton Abbott Spurs story,
we
don't
talked
you?
About it the other week, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I've been sent a Newton Abbott Spurs shirt. Very nice of Ross Bellotti. Thank you, Ross, for sending me that. And I put it on. It says large, John. I'm not sure it is. I haven't even dared try and put on the Liam Davis medium Liam Davis wears, John. Anyway, I'm on the 5-2, John. Today is one of the two.
I've gone veggie this week. I try and go veggie.
How's it going?
Can you hear?
I can hear you sounding really
I've had
terrible.
2 days off work.
It's too much beetroot.
I think it says Linda McCartney sausages.
Is it? It's good. That, I mean, she's... They're not made of Linda McCartney, are they?
That's
not the vegetarian.
They've made a
angle.
Sort of last for quite a while, haven't they, really?
Really eked her out. This isn't a good angle, John.
No, it's horrible, actually.
A horrible angle. So if I seem a little bit weak in today's newsletter, then that is why. Paper thin. The other thing is, I was in Devon this week. My son had a training day at school, you know, and teachers have like a random day off for training. Dashed to the bay.
Yeah.
In the bay.
In the car.
In the bay. Don's La Bay. My favourite place to go when I'm in Devon is Timoth. I love going to Timoth.
Yes.
Going on the pier. Walking. Yep. I love the whole thing. I love the whole place. Walking along with my daughter, who's 4. Another little girl comes running along. They have a little, like, thing 4 years old, so like put their fingers in each other's mouths and then put their fingers back in their own mouths and that sort of thing. That's what 4 years get up to. Because they need to spread the primary school AIDS around, right? It's like a live Petri dish.
Yes.
I was like, anyway, I'll say hello to their parent. Oh, yeah. Who was it, John? Surprisingly tall.
Oh, okay. I was going to say the tinkler. No.
No. Surprisingly tall, Asa Hall.
That bingo.
Which I thought was a lovely bingo call. Surprisingly tall.
I was just doing the mime there. Asa doesn't Hall. Really work on that.
So I didn't know if we could come up with some more of those.
That's good.
Talking
isn't it?
United players.
Surprisingly who else
tall.
Plays for us.
Asa Hall.
Asa Hall.
Because you think of he's a midfielder, isn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, I am short, so I always think everyone is tall. So I always go, "You're tall, aren't you?" They go, "No." I didn't say anything, John. I got shy.
I'm trying to think of other
I know you're not listening now. You're trying to think
I'm
of a rhyme of, no, for Kyle Cameron. Who's left the party? John Eves Cooney-Arty. It's a good game, isn't it? It's a great new game.
That's good.
Yeah. He was taking a beating. Goodbye, Rory Keating.
Goodbye, Rory.
Goodbye, Rory.
I went very bruising.
But then I thought, why have we never done anything, John, on the Royal Acer Hall?
Yeah.
Why is it? Who named it Boots and Laces and not the Royal Acer Hall?
It's probably preceded Acer Hall, didn't it? Preceded his
but
arrival.
From now on, I think Renaming. The Talk United Function Room should be called the Royal Acer Hall.
The campaign starts now.
Anyway, we're a National League football podcast.
Yes.
As if you couldn't tell, people saying we're a Devon or Talk United-based podcast. Absolute liars.
Complete
John,
liar.
What's coming up in the newsletter?
Let's work out what's coming up in the newsletter. Well, I mean, in a newsletter, you've got to have news. We've got National League news coming out of every orifice.
All our orifices. So I'm taking my chewing gum. I have to keep my chewing gum going in now and again. Keep my blood sugar levels up on one of my 2 days.
not altogether that good for you, is it?
A bit low on the calories, John. Yeah. Carry on.
Yeah, plenty
loads
of news.
Loads of news. Loads of news.
There's another FOF game.
Oh,
a new FOF.
Huge success last week.
Huge success. And we have got sprinkled throughout this show, throughout this podcast, show. Mm.
Show, John?
Show.
Surely you mean newsletter.
I mean newsletter. Obviously, a very, very, I mean, not a Torquay podcast, but a very, very sad,
sad week, John.
For Torquay fans, yeah, with the departure of Rory Keating and our old friend, Chelston John, has been in the recording studio with lyrics from Bernie Torpoint.
That's lovely, John.
It's good, isn't it?
Very good.
Yeah.
And we're all pleased to see the back of John Eves Cooney-Arte.
Yes.
We all like seeing the back.
The housewife's favourite. So yeah, Chelston John and Bernie Torpoint have been in the recording
studio
this week.
They've all been in it, John.
Yeah, they've done a couple of songs, so we can sprinkle those around.
Let's hope I'm looking forward to that.
Sufficient quality.
Let's hope they hit the heights of the Calvin Kalala song. Well, do you want to give us the news?
Do you want a bit of news?
News it.
Well, it was...
News it or lose it.
Games on Tuesday and Saturday. Going back to Saturday, it was Borehamwood 1, Barrow 1. Unbeaten in all competitions since October now, Barrow, but still two draws in a row. They drew again on Tuesday. We'll come back to that in a minute. But yeah, Borehamwood 1, Barrow 1.
Well, they're going to lose Saturday as well, so that's a shame
for
them.
It's all set up perfectly for Saturday. It was Bromley 1, Barnet 2. Third straight defeat for Bromley. That lost 5 of the last 7. So Bromley choking.
Yeah.
Choking big time.
Never going to happen. Never going to be Bromley, is it? Ever.
Chesterfield 1, AFC Fylde 1 in the Battle of the Shittest, as it's being known. AFC Fylde, no wins in 8 for them now. So
what has gone on?
Struggling.
What has gone on there, John? That is a...
James Bentley. Not had the required effect.
No, not the dead cat bounce.
Chorley 0, Halifax 1. Cameron King scored the goal for Halifax. They're up to 6 now. Devante Rodney did have the ball in the net for Chorley, but it was ruled out for offside. Rodney, you plonker.
Oh, lovely.
Come
John.
On.
Oh, lovely.
Dagenham 2, Notts County 0. On loan Stevenage striker Alex Reid. Wasn't he going out with Katie Price? Wasn't that him?
That's him, that was him, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, it was him. Scored twice, 5. Dagenham to a first win in 10. Notts County had Zumana Bagayoko playing for them, or as they sing there, and I realise this does actually fit quite well.
Oh.
With Zumana Bagayoko.
You had to go Zumana Bagayoko, didn't you?
Fits though, doesn't it?
Going local with Zumana Bagayoko.
Yeah, you didn't need
down,
the with.
John.
Yeah,
didn't need it with. You added too many beats.
Dover 2, Aldershot 0. Harrogate 0, Wrexham 2. There's literally nothing to say about any of these. Hartlepool 2, Stockport 0. Hartlepool had Aidan Keener playing for them up front. He once went to a fancy dress party, funnily enough, as his favourite Durham cricketer, Phil Mustard.
Keener as mustard. I mean, you need to know a lot of stuff for that joke to work, don't you?
No, you need to know Aidan
Phil
Keener
Mustard.
And Phil Mustard. The rest does itself, doesn't it? And a fancy dress
party. Quite niche, though, isn't it? To know about county cricket and
I think
Aidan
he played
Keener.
A few ODIs for England, so...
No, I knew who he was.
Yeah.
I knew who he was, but
yeah.
I did think... Doesn't work.
No.
None of it works.
Maidenhead 2, Eastleigh 0. Sutton 0, Solihull Moors 0, which precipitated the departure of Tim Flowers.
Very, very sad, John, wasn't it?
You don't bring Tim Flowers. Very sad.
Very sad, because he's been a regular feature of the National Obsession, hasn't he, John? You hardly talk to me anymore. Pretty good, John, isn't it?
Very good.
Pretty good. You don't write me love songs. No,
it's a terrible song, isn't it?
You hardly talk to me anymore.
Footnote in musical history, that song. So, Torquay 0, Ebbsfleet 0, obviously that happened. Not interested.
Don't remember
doesn't
that.
Matter.
I don't remember.
And Woking 1, Yeovil 0. And then on Tuesday night, there was only 4 games on Tuesday night.
In the National League.
Eastleigh 0, Aldershot 0. The result of the night, Ebbsfleet 2, Woking 1.
Hey, but you know who was on the bench for that game was Gehring, John.
Yes.
Shows when they don't pick him.
All goes tits up,
tits
doesn't it?
Up.
Yeah.
All
very funny
tits.
Though. Leading 1-0 until quite late
Beautiful.
Chucked it away, completely chucked it away.
There's nothing that brings me more pleasure than the Woking Twitter feed when they lose.
Do you think Alan Dowson held his hands up and accepted responsibility for it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I reckon he'll say, you know what? We got it wrong tonight.
No.
Me and Martin got it wrong.
He blamed the players this
time.
Did he? Yeah.
Blame the players?
Yeah, it wasn't the ref this time. He said these lot of players aren't up to us.
What aren't they up to? What, staying in the conference? That's about their level, isn't it?
You'd have thought so. Yeah. Halifax 4, Dover 2, and Sully Hole 0, Barrow 0. So two draws in a row for Barrow, as we said. So yeah, that's the National League news. Barrow still top. Harrogate, Yeovil, Halifax, Bromley, Boreham, Notts County in the playoffs. Chesterfield, Fylde, Edfleet and Chorley in the relegation zone.
I know we're going to beat them Saturday, John, but do you think Barrow are going to win the league?
Yes.
There it is. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession. John, it's time for a musical interlude.
It is. I mean, we're about to bring you a big interview.
Yeah.
Which we forgot to say at the start of the podcast. Oh, yeah. We've actually got a really good big interview
really
this
good
week.
One. Really good
it's
one.
It's coming up any minute. But we paid Charleston John for his time, so we might as well use these songs. And a couple of songs that he's penned to the departed Rory Key thing. This is Rory seems to be the hardest word.
Oh,
brackets to spell. This was recorded in one take and he had quite a sore throat, just to put a disclaimer in.
What have I got to do to spell your name right?
That sounds like Elton John.
It's very
isn't
good.
It, yeah?
Very good. Yeah.
Where have I got to put that flipping U?
Where does the U go?
No.
The thought of these vowels, it gives me a fright. And I bet Uncle Ronan thinks so too.
Sounds a bit like Ronan as well.
It does.
Ruar.
Lovely.
Roar. It's a mad pronunciation.
Very good.
Even so, I'm sad you got transferred.
Lovely
John from Chelston. Perfect. Chelston.
Ryer. Ruar. What's wrong with plain old Rory? Because it seems to me that Rory seems to be the hardest word to spell.
John, that was
nice,
smashing.
Isn't it?
If you gave me three goes at it now, I think I'd get it wrong every time.
what the spelling?
Every time I would tweet about him.
It's a bit hard, isn't it? Is it R-U-A-I-R-I? Is it? Or is it R-A-I-U?
Anyway, he scored, didn't he? Scored for Gateshead.
Did, yeah.
Well done, Rory.
Well done, Rory.
Wishing you and your young family all the best of luck. I'm sure he's a keen listener. Anyway.
Do you want a big interview?
I'd love a big interview,
John.
Time
for a big interview. And it is, it's a National League legend. There's no other word for it. He's managed Barnet.
Yeah.
Barnet.
Oh, yeah.
Barnet again.
Oh, yeah.
I think he had a spell at Barnet in between there.
I think I know who this is.
He went to Chesterfield. And I know you came back to Barnet again.
Tommy Cooper. That's funny. I went to the doctors.
It is the one and only Martin Mad Dog Allen.
What's the maddest thing you've ever seen in the National League? Well, the maddest thing I've ever seen in the National League was a performance, believe it or not, by Barnet Football Club on the opening game of a new season away at a place called Chester. The chairman had said, no overnight travel on the Friday, you've got to go on the Saturday. We left at 8 and finally arrived at the stadium in Chester at 20 minutes to 3 o'clock, with all the players sitting on the bus anxious for the start of the game. And as we trotted in, off the coach from the car park, the referee said, do you want a 20-minute delay? We said, no thank you, we'll carry on as normal. By 20 past 3, Barnet were 3-0 up. And I had a text on my phone after the game at 3:23, and it said, from the Barnet chairman, no more overnight stops for the coming season. Well done, Martin. That was mad. Who's the best player in the National League? From my experience in the National League, the best player, without a shadow of a doubt, has been a player called John Akinde. I saw him play one Sunday afternoon for some little club right up north. I drove up there on the Sunday to watch the game against Grimsby, it was, and John Akinde for 20 minutes was totally unplayable. He was a London boy playing north of Nottingham on 300 quid a week. And I thought, wow, what a player. We finally signed him for a bit more money than that, and he scored us all those goals to take us through to the Football League Division 2. John Akinde, without a shadow of a doubt, the best player in the National League. Who's the maddest player you've ever managed? The maddest player I've ever managed was a captain at Brentford called Stuart Talbot, a northerner, hard as nails, and we played one Saturday away at Colchester. We had a flight booked after the game to take our Brentford team to a place called Dubai. He'd never been to Dubai because he kind of went on holiday in places like Benidorm. He was so excited after the Colchester game, he wouldn't get in the shower and he just put his tracksuit on over his muddy legs. And when we arrived in Dubai the next morning, he took off his tracksuit, walked straight out to this posh five-star hotel swimming pool where all the people with nice red nails and big fat cigars were sitting, and he dived in the swimming pool with all mud on his legs. It was one of the funniest, maddest things I've ever seen in my life. We nearly got kicked out within 15 minutes of arriving. What's the hardest league to get out of? League 2 or the National League? Oh my God. Getting out of the National League or escaping from the National League is the most hardest, trickiest, testing examination. It's like getting out of Alcatraz. Oh my God. Non-stop games twice a week, up and down the country. It is an absolute arduous task, and you have got to be a very, very good manager to get out of it. I've only done it once. What's your favourite dog? My favourite dog is my black Labrador, Monty, who sadly passed away just last year. I had him for 13 and a half years, and he was always by my side, day in, day out. Home games, away games, Monty was by my ankle. And now we've replaced Monty with a little dachshund called Bill, who's a right little sod. I'm Martin Allen on the ice.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to The National Obsession, and it's time, John, for Letters from a Listener.
Well,
it's not
almost time for Letters from a Listener.
John, we've got to have more interludes.
Well, Chelston John has been hard at work, so it seems a shame to waste them.
What a shame.
Really.
What a shame. Okay. We booked him and everything. So.
Yeah, we paid him in full up front and Bernie Torpoint, so we better have his other song dedicated
Torpoint Ferry
to the departing Rory Keating, because he was in many ways Torquay's Rose.
And it seems to me you lived your life like a striker on the wing, never knowing where to run to when a cross came in.
Yeah.
And I would have liked to seen you score more than you did. The manager sold you long before you ever really did.
Beautiful.
Very emotional.
I'll tell you what,
Chelston
John, he can really tailor a song to what you need from him.
He can basically do anything you like, and what? Just the chorus as well.
Just
no
the
more.
Chorus, that's all you get.
Chorus no more.
He must go. Chorus no more.
Thing.
Sky no more.
Speaking of the Proclaimers,
it's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
I got it wrong, John. Then I went. I have to remember. I'm the alto. I'm in the
yes.
middle.
I go high.
You hit high.
I take the high road.
You go
you
high.
You take the low road.
You go high. I go in the middle. Hey, John. Any letters?
Oh yes, we've got some letters.
Thank you so much for sending your letters, and we really do appreciate it.
We start with Philip Morton, who you might remember emailed us about. He was very offended by the ref.
Oh
bats.
Yes, I do. We apologise.
Also
Philip.
Known as the Lynmouth Lino. So I thought we could have a little bit of a just
lovely, yes.
Wichita linesman just
beautiful,
to accompany it just for
beautiful.
Him.
I wonder if he works for Madeira Tractors.
Or is he the linesman for Notts County?
Yeah.
I am the linesman for Notts County. Anyway, Philip Morton says, John and Charlie, firstly, thank you for the mention in this week's episode, last week's episode.
Well,
however,
you
as
did
amusing.
Write cross to us, quite cross.
He did. As amusing as my nickname might be, it's worth noting that it originally originated through slightly different circumstances that have led me into my current retirement role as a linesman. I was actually a flooring specialist specialising in lino. Funnily enough, are we buying this?
I think this might be your brother.
I think you might have a point there, actually. I think this is a really good point.
I think this is
he
your
did this,
brother.
He's done, this,
he's done
before,
this before, John.
The Cornish referee or something, hasn't it?
I think this might be your brother.
You're completely right, actually. I haven't figured that. From then on, I was always known as the Limbus Lino. Yeah. I then retired from the flooring game and moved into the beautiful game Sudoku. What?
Yeah.
Then I became a linesman and the rest is history. I look forward to speaking again soon on the ice, on the line, behind the defenders and VAR, Limbus Lino Phil.
A bit blue and a bit blue
I
at the end.
I think you're right.
I wonder. I don't think
rumbled.
It's a real person.
Sam. Rumbled. It's definitely. You're completely
sounds
right.
In the
it's his voice. It's everything.
John, he got you, John.
Damn it.
It took me to work it out.
It did.
Columbo.
I wonder why you're wearing that,
yeah,
Mac.
That's why I wore it today. I had some news for you. Any other letters, John?
Yes, Tobias Ashton, Tibbs, over there in Ireland.
Very, very good to hear from him.
He says, gentlemen, I hope this missive finds you well. Full marks, they used the word missive
lovely, yeah,
as well.
Was it
very
come
nice.
By pigeon, did it?
He says, like yourselves, I've given thought to a Torquay United tattoo and potential designs. Mm. We mentioned this last week, didn't we? My main piece of advice would be do not underestimate the stupidity of other people. Oh. I offer the following examples. One, my Dawlish-inspired black swan tattoo often gets me mistaken for a Swansea fan.
Dear.
Number
two. He is from Dawlish.
My CND symbol.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what's peace.
Oh,
peace
okay. Symbol, oh, fine. Yeah. CND symbol tattoo often gets mistaken for a Mercedes badge.
Mercedes badge, yeah, I was going to say.
Can
yeah,
happen.
Yeah.
He says, regarding this season's minimalist shirt, I've been asked if it is some sort of niche Star Trek apparel. It does look very sort
yes,
of
it is
trekky,
pretty, yes.
doesn't it? Or alternatively, if 1899 is some sort of important Protestant landmark date. Brackets. This was outside the Dublin Sinn Féin offices.
1899. Up your nose. The Orange yeah. Men. In 1899 they
and then
came.
The English came and ruined it.
Well.
Well, I mean, that can happen. He also says, potential deep cut options for the hardcore
yes.
fan could be Mod Deck logo.
Yeah, it'd be lovely.
Great.
It? Imagine having Mod Deck windows tattooed. I don't even reckon even Mike Bateson would have Mod Deck windows tattooed on him.
Tattooed on his ass.
A brin would be good, wouldn't it?
Well, that's what Tibbs yes. also says. You could do a brin, maybe bad luck considering the ale impact, or perhaps a blueprint of Playmore. I like Mod Deck windows.
Or just a random player like Jean-Pierre Sim.
On a more serious note.
So you
note,
have to go, who's that? That's Jean-Pierre Sim.
Yeah.
We will happily pay for the tattoo.
Okay.
Well, I wish I hadn't said that. There we are.
On a more serious note, says Tibbs, I will probably opt for an outline of the badge and put up with the Star Trek questions. Peace and love, Tibbs.
Yeah, go for the badge.
Tibbs, a great email,
badge.
As always. Andy Charles gets in touch with an email.
On the ice,
titled,
Andy.
Point of Order! Exclamation mark.
Oh, dear.
He says, my dearest Charles and Joan, just a small point, having finally caught up with episode 94 of the pod letter. Your comment that I bet he loves a nil-nil.
Oh.
Ah, that's what he said about Andy Charles, isn't it? After the Dagenham.
He's going to deny it now.
About Torquay's stalemate at Dagenham could not be further from the truth.
Oh, you liar, Andy.
I was somewhere between upset and frankly bloody riled.
No.
As it ended a proud 70...
Deep down. I don't mean on a, well, I don't mean on a top level, on a... I mean, deep down.
Wait till you hear
deep
this.
Deep inside you, Andy.
I was somewhere between upset and frankly bloody riled as it ended a proud 71-game run without having witnessed a goalless draw.
Oh.
It might have hidden it well, but I was a broken man and now have to hope my paltry 5-game streak will continue to build. On a lighter note, I went to watch the Cardiff Devils play ice hockey on Sunday night and managed to win the shirt off his back raffle.
Oh, making this is a good idea.
Making me the proud owner of a... Shayone, spelled correctly, like shame with an O in the middle of it.
It's like
Cheyenne Morrison. Morrison with two N's on the end, also spelt correctly. Jersey. And there is, he attaches a picture of Cheyenne Morrison's jersey.
Hey, what a good idea for a competition that is.
I was invited down to collect it from him after the game.
On the ice?
Over the tannoy comes, now, on the ice, Andy Charles.
This is amazing.
When I shook the announcer's hand and said Martin Rice, I'm not sure he knew what I was talking about. Clearly, a non-National League obsessive. Hey. Keep up the great work. On the ice, no longer literally, Andy Charles.
Andy Charles, that is letter of the year.
Great letter.
So far, I mean, it's only January, but it so far, January. That is the level for letter of
That's
the year.
That's what we're aiming at. Do you want one final letter?
Yes, please.
He says, and it's titled, "Hello and apologies from a new listener."
Mm. Was he a retractor?
No, Kelvin Applin. He says, "Hello, fellas. I've only just discovered your podcast after reading a Talkie United programme for the first time in so many years and saw that you sponsor Liam Davis."
John,
it's worked!
It's worked!
It's worked!
It's worked! The advertising campaign. It means I can completely claim it on my tax return.
Oh, it was all worthwhile. All that money.
Kelvin, you've made Kelvin, my day.
Good man. Anyway, he says, "I've so far listened to the last four episodes and also the first four episodes. Knowing what is in store for Torquay in the 17-18 season, can you recommend that I listen to all the podcasts you've done, or can you recommend any particularly good episodes?" Can I say the Christmas ones? Christmas.
Recommend a couple.
Very
not,
good.
Not to listen to.
I think the one after we got relegated was great.
Yeah.
We really... Look, we went to town on listen, Gary Hours. That
listen,
was fun.
Listen to them all. Listen, it's good. I think it's good fun listening to the...
I think we hit our stride at sort of about episode 17, 18-ish.
Yeah.
He says, "Of course, most of the 18-19 season should be a must-listen." It is a complete must-listen.
The Woking game.
"I have a lot to learn about the podcast, especially the FOF, whatever that stands for. I also purchased my first ever season ticket of the season and have not regretted it so far. Can I ask, what is your most ridiculous memory from attending a game at Playmore?"
Oh, yeah. I was at a game once. I must have been about 11 or 12. First time on the pop side. And we shot and I thought it had gone in and it hadn't gone in. And I leant back, went, oh, like that. And I couldn't stop myself and I fell backwards. Fell on the floor.
Do you remember a striker called Marcus Richardson?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Early 2000s.
Yes, I do.
I was waiting outside the ground for something. I can't remember. And he arrived. Wearing glasses and tripped over his own feet. Explains a lot about
another
his...
Another great signing
about his
the
quality.
Early 90s.
One of mine, says Kelvin, in terms of ridiculous memories, is when Julie Goodyear attended a game and was paraded around the ground back in the Justin Fashanu days.
Justin was really good for us as well. A shame. Sad
anyway,
life.
He says, "Keep up the good work. Kind regards, Kelvin."
On the ice to you, Kelvin. Brackets. Thank you so much. How many letters is that?
That's
his first
the first
letter?
One, yeah.
Hey, it was a good one, though.
Good
Send
start.
Him one or two more, Kelvin, and
you
you'll
could
be...
even get away with
you
two.
You will
there,
be
Kelvin,
a FOF.
Possibly, yeah.
And then maybe you will find out what a FOF is. Well, look, it's time to move on, John.
Yes, lovely letters. Thank you very much. But it is time to move on for another FOF game. If you send in the requisite number of letters or tweets...
Also, Yorkshire Girls got in touch this week and said, what is a FOF? And I'm afraid you have to listen back.
I think it's episode 41, Yorkshire Goals. I did have a look back.
Yorkshire Goals.
I think it's in there, episode 41, somewhere. They're have a look.
Good. And
if that's not right.
They may have given us an idea for something on the show.
Anyway, if you do become a FOF, then you get to come on when it is your turn and play the FOF game. Jane Kelly has had her run ended, FOF 14. So we move on to FOF 15.
Jane Kelly, the massive old cheat.
We've got a bit out of sequence, but FOF 15 is Liam Connolly. Hello, Liam.
On the ice, boys.
On the ice, Liam. Well, Lee, sounds like a proper FOF here, John.
Always a good start.
Liam.
Thank you.
Hey, we've missed out a week or two because you've got a bad ankle. How did you do that?
Yes, I thought it'd be a really good idea to go out in Manchester with a few of my friends.
Oh, yeah.
Fall over.
Oh, yeah.
And spend 6 days in hospital, probably is the worst hangover I've ever had.
Can we have a blow-by-blow account? Did you go down in stages?
In Canal
were you
Street,
down? Boosh, were you just down?
Canal Street, you can get a blow-by-blow of anything, I tell you.
No, come on, Liam. What happened? Let's have the detail.
Not like the best or most interesting stories. But what I can say is, I was watching a drag show with some of my friends.
Yeah, lovely.
And I've gone to go and get a drink at the bar, and I've slipped up on something, and I've gone backwards into a table.
Yeah.
But I went to stand up, and my right ankle was quite floppy.
I've never been drunk Liam. So
wouldn't know.
Not a drip. Not a drip. Not a drop.
Not a drop.
Pass my lips.
It's nice and fun. I've got a nice little wheelchair for me when I go on trips, so I look cool.
Well, you might get in cheaper to games.
Yeah.
Well, I have been to a game actually.
Oh.
But for the Mighty Cro-Alex, and they just sat me in the big disabled spot, which was pretty cool.
How is it down Crewe-Alexandra these days?
The thing I most know about Crewe is you nicked Rodney... Well, apart from that, you nicked Rodney Jack off us.
I think we know a bit more about
You nicked Rodney bloody Jack off us, which I've never forgiven you for.
You wanted to come to a good club, mate.
Oh. Oh. And that's the end of the game.
Goodbye. Still my all-time favourite talkie player, though,
right.
Rodney.
We are going to do... What's it called, John?
I think we condensed it last week to Jane Kelly's Alan Dowson game, because it was getting a bit wordy.
So we've got baby Alan Dowson on, who throws his toys out of the pram, and all you have to do is tell us what the total amount of the items cost.
Here's baby Alan to explain what he's throwing out of his pram. Let's cross over to him.
Howie, it's baby Alan Dowson here. Now, you may not think I've got anything to throw a tantrum about, what with us beating Yeovil under threes and that, and you'd be absolutely right. But, oh, hold on a minute.
Oi, baby Alan, I want a word with you.
Oh no, it's me daft mate baby Glenn Tamplin from nursery, like.
Why don't you pick my son for the game against Yeovil under threes?
Because he's not your son, is he? He's just an early learning centre Tyrannosaurus Rex. You've been absolutely ridiculous.
Don't call me ridiculous. For that, I'm going to nick all the toys in the toy box and build a new mega toy box just across the way. And I'm going to get promoted to junior school in record time.
Oh, no, that's all I need. I'm going to have a reet tantrum now. And listen, if yous can't tell me what toys I'm chucking out me pram, I'm going to have the mother of all paddies, I reet. So here's what I'm chucking out me pram this week. A rally chopper bike.
Rally chopper
bike. Here, size one Adidas Predators.
Adidas Predators.
A Hornby model train set.
Hornby model train set.
An A to Z map of Coventry. An action man. A grandfather clock. And a bottle of milk. All you've got to do is tell me how much that lot's worth.
So, Liam, you have your items. All you got to do, as Baby Alan says, is tell him what all that is worth.
Yeah, what's all that worth? Did you write the list down, Liam?
I've got the list here if we want to go through it.
Oh, yes, please.
Let's go
through it. No cheating like Jane Kelly.
Promise.
So, we have got a rally chopper bike.
Ooh.
£300.
£300 for the chopper.
£300 for the chopper.
A £300 chopper, imagine that.
A pair of size 1 Adidas Predator boots.
Ooh.
Quick answers, please, Liam.
£50.
He's gone in.
£50 for size ones. What else have we got? A Hornby model train set.
£45.
Okay, interesting. So that brings up to £395.
Hornby, of course, owned by Scale Extrix, all the other way around, John.
Can't remember. An A to Z map of Coventry.
£2.
£2, so we're up to £397.
An app now, isn't it?
An action man.
Oh, I used to love Action Men. £20.
Okay, 417. A grandfather clock, of course.
I don't know, £100.
£100,
okay. Maybe it's not a very good one.
I'm going to do one of your house clearances.
That's £517. And finally, a bottle of milk.
ATP.
The ATP, so, the tennis tour, the ATP.
We've got £517.80 is your estimation for baby Alan's pram full of crap.
On now.
Let's find out if you're right, Liam.
You're absolutely right. Congratulations. I'm her way to plot baby Glenn Tamplin's downfall. Now, get on, get out me hoose.
Liam, you've done it.
He did it. How much was it?
£517.80
on the button.
Can you
something feels very wrong
on the nose
here. Like John just wanted you to get through to another week. It's almost like he's taken tips from Jane Kelly.
Liam, I think you're
brilliant.
You're
Liam,
much in the ballpark,
You'll be on again next week. In fact, if you're around, it can be bothered.
Oh, I'll be there. Don't worry. I'm not going very far at the moment.
Unless you have another injury.
Could happen.
To any other part of your body. Who knows? Hey, thanks so much for joining us. On the ice to you.
On the ice, boys.
I feel like we should say take care.
Take care.
I will do.
The National Obsession.
There we are. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week.
We will for episode 97.
National... Oh, it's getting closer, John. We are going to forget to do anything on episode 100.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.